What arguments are supporters making to say that this is needed in the state's constitution?
Well, I think the argument is that you look at the past, and there have been occasions when money has been used for things that the supporters, the people who are most engaged in trying to get it passed, would say aren't really transportation related, particularly funding for a couple of state agencies. One is the state police. And their argument would be, well, the state police doesn't build roads. Another would be the Secretary of State's office. Well, Jesse White doesn't build roads. But on the other hand, a considerable amount of time and effort is spent by the state police in trying to make our highways safer. When you see that trooper on the roadside and you slow down, that makes the highway safer, even though it doesn't add another lane of pavement or fix a pothole. By the same token, if you're going to renew your license plate, you do it through the Secretary of State's office. Or if you need to renew your driver's license, you go to one of the motor vehicle services bureaus that the Secretary of State has across the state. Those folks aren't paving roads, but on the other hand, they're administering the motor vehicle laws, and without their participation, we'd have chaos.
Charlie, you took a look at where this money meant to be spent on transportation projects is going. What did you find?
Diversion is kind of like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. Some people think any money going to the Secretary of State is diversion. Money should be put into concrete. And there was probably the most comprehensive analysis of the whole situation was done by the Auditor General a few years ago. He studied over a 10-year period, and he concluded more than half of the road fund money went to stuff that wasn't direct road construction. But he acknowledged that his definition of direct road construction was pretty narrow. For example, he did not count as money going to direct road construction money set aside to pay the principal on interest on Transportation A bonds, which are general obligation bonds that the state goes out and sells, borrows money to build roads. But because the dollars used to pay those off aren't sent to some contractor for laying pavement, that did not count. And the Civic Federation, a watchdog group out of Chicago, pointed out that the actual amount of diversion, narrowly defined, was less than, well, something like $500 million over the last 10 years. A big chunk of it was a year ago when the legislature and the governor agreed to swipe, and that's my term, more than $350 million from the road fund, motor fuel tax fund, the state construction account, the major piggy banks used to pay for roads, and it was just transferred into the state's regular checkbook.
Do you think it's possible that the supporters kind of see the writing on the wall with that sweep that you just mentioned, that we may see more and more of these kind of sweeps if, you know, lawmakers don't address the budget crisis and, you know, get new
revenue? I suspect that that was the final straw for a lot of the backers. But I think if you look at the amendment, you actually read the language carefully, it specifically allows money to be used for administering the motor vehicle code, other laws related to safety and transportation. So it would definitely allow money to be paid for the driver's license services at the Secretary of State offices. It would also allow the state police to patrol the highways and be funded from the road fund. In that sense, I think the amendment codifies some practices that are the very antithesis of what the backers of the amendment are trying to do. It also may have the unintended consequence on the other side of preventing things for which there is no opposition, and in fact there's strong support in the General Assembly and with the governor, namely the specialty license plate program run through the Secretary of State. People who choose to can pay extra and get a special plate, generally $40, and that extra money is sent for cancer research or for scholarships at a university. None of these additional charges go to purposes that can be defined as transportation related. I spoke with the Secretary of State's office, and I was told that they had raised this question with the amendment's proponents, and that during the debate before the amendment was passed, questions were asked, and the response was to kind of set the record clear. And one of them was, can we continue with the specialty plates? And the response was, yeah, that's not a problem. On the other hand, the Supreme Court has a history of actually reading what the language says. For example, when the General Assembly and Governor Quinn wanted to cut pension benefits, they had a whole preamble explaining why we need to do this. Supreme Court said, well, that's not what the language of the Constitution says, so you can't do that. And so I think there'd be a reasonable chance that the Supreme Court would say, doesn't matter what your notions may have been, here's what's in black and white, here's what's in the English language, and so we rule this way.
For that to happen, though, someone would have to sue over how the money was being spent, right?
Yeah, and that may not happen. Obviously, if nobody brings a case, the Supreme Court never will rule on it. On the other hand, I would not be so bold as to say that no one anywhere in the state of Illinois will ever have a reason to be upset with this program, and so therefore it will never be challenged. And the problem is, if it's in the Constitution, it's a lot harder to change. If there's a screw-up in a law, you just pass another bill to correct it. The notion of a trailer bill is pretty common. There'll be a complicated piece of legislation. It gets passed. In its implementation, people realize, oh, we got problems with the way this thing's drafted. This language doesn't work. And then they'll pass another bill called a trailer bill. And it cleans up unintended consequences or drafting errors that occurred in the original legislation. You can't do that with the Constitution. The soonest you could clean something up would be the next general election. So you're talking about years, rather than in some instances with trailer bills, you can do it basically on the heels of the bill that you just passed. So I guess the bottom line would be, before kind of knee-jerk saying, yes, we want good roads, we're going to vote for this amendment, I would encourage people to actually read the amendment, think about its implications, and then decide, do we really want to go down this route?